Hello and welcome to the Dadpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman. How is everybody today? I hope you guys are having a fabulous day. Hey guys, I wanted to just talk to you a little bit. You know, I've been just getting shut down everywhere I turn. I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. Kind of overwhelming myself a little bit, you know. I need to become a master storyteller. That is the key to getting my message across to anybody out there, right? And that's the key for you guys, to getting your message across. I myself, I've never been really a masterful storyteller. It's hard for me to kind of go back and tell a story. I get lost in it. All right? Do you guys have this problem? More than just me? I hope it's more than just me. I'm pretty sure it's more than just me. But I'm going to be working on this as I go through and as I get better. Leave me some feedback. Shoot me an email. You know, shoot me an email at zachbrink@gmail.com. That's ZACBRINK at gmail.com. But anyway, so I'm a contractor. And I've been in the construction field for, man, 15, 20 years. And I've learned a lot. I've done a lot of different things. And so when I became a general contractor, I was mainly in the commercial field. It takes a big bankroll to get in the commercial field. So I jumped into the residential fields. And building in the residential fields is a lot different than building in the commercial fields. If you guys are contractors out there or in the construction fields, you might know a little bit what I'm talking about. We're a different breed in commercial than we are in residential. I learned that. I had to learn that the hard way. But I've overcame it, you know, and now I can say that I'm a really good residential contractor. Right? Never the best, right? Because we're always learning every day. If you're not learning, you're dying. So, but to fix my problem, I was young when I started my company. I still am young. You know, I'm 36 years old now. But when I started my company, I had two young boys. I was being a father, you know, working on this dadpreneur whole mindset, because that's what it is, guys, mindset. And being a dadpreneur, you got a lot on your plate. We got to take care of our family and we got to take care of our companies, right? And they both are little babies and they take a lot of effort and time and more effort and more time, right? So, but what I did that I thought was going to solve my problem is I hired some guys, because I've always been that guy. I never turn down a job. I just find somebody who's done the job before and can really help me along my way. And that's a huge part of doing anything in life, is when you don't know how to do something, don't just turn down the work, because sometimes work's hard to come by, but you find the people that'll do it. But you might want to bird dog them a little bit, because you need to look over their shoulder and make sure they're doing it the right way and not the easy way. What I really ran into was I was too young, right? I was too young. I wasn't getting estimates, because, you know, people brought me into their home, and my company's name is Brink and Sons Construction. And the biggest comment when I would walk into these customers' homes was, "Oh, so you're the son? Who's Brink? Where's your dad at?" Right? Well, my father's never really been around. My grandfather, he was an amazing man, my mentor. Loved him dearly. He was Brink and Sons back in the day, and very wise man. But now I'm Brink, and my sons are young, right? So I had to tell them, yeah, hey, I'm Brink. And my sons, they don't work for the company quite yet, right? So they would, you know, give me that look of, oh man, I don't know about this kid, right? Even though I knew how to get their job done better than an older guy. So what was my solution to this fix? hire an older gentleman that I really had confidence in. I'd worked with and for before. And I brought him in, you know, made him a partner in my company, really gave him the reins. And we started going in and we started landing jobs, right? Well, man, he wasn't as skilled as I believed that he was, right? He's a guy that liked to overload his plate and think he could do everything. And I was a guy that sat back and just watched him just mess things up. And that was my lack of confidence. Knowing that we should do things differently, I still didn't speak up. And how many times have you guys done that to yourself, right? Where you know something's being done wrong, but you still don't speak up? Well, it's not so bad in the day-to-day, but when it comes to your company and getting more business and more clients, then it can really, really start hurting you like it did to me, right? And I ended up having clients, you know, telling me that they did not want certain people back in their homes, and he's like a bull in a china shop. And I had friends that, you know, still to this day, I'm going to, once I'm able and, you know, able to afford, going back in their home and completely ripping out their bathroom and redoing it on my own dollar, right? Because I know, and they're satisfied with it, don't get me wrong, they love it, but I know that there's some things wrong with it, right? And nothing that's gonna hurt the home, but really more the finish work, right? The finish work could have been done a lot better, a lot cleaner. And you know, that's lessons I learned. And so another, you know, I've even lost family members. I haven't talked to my uncle in 2 years because I brought a guy on that sold my uncle on being smarter, right? I'm a concrete guy as well. My uncle is a concrete contractor, right? So him and I set up this foundation, right? And we set it up square to the house and put everything in, right? Well, now it's time to build this big badass deck, right? And it was going to be, you know, a garage underneath, going to an over the garage deck with a nice roof structure on top. Really cool design, really nice, right? So my uncle and I, we set up the foundation, and then it's time to set sill plates and frame walls, you know, to support this deck above. And I brought in my carpenters, right? These guys that I thought were, you know, way smarter than me, right? Ah, thought was the key word there. I ended up going and getting some material that we needed to really keep them going with framing the walls. And I came back and the seal plate, which is the bottom plate that you put over the foundation, you use a green plate, which is a pressure-treated board, whatever. I'm not going to get into those kind of things. But they put the seal plate on, and it's hanging over like 3/4 of an inch on one side, maybe an inch on one side of the foundation. And I'm going, what is this, guys? They already have the whole plate drilled and on the anchor bolts, right? And I'm like, what is this? And they're like, oh, no, this is square. Your foundation was out of square, right? And I knew it wasn't, right? And I checked it, and they're like, no, you can't do it like that. And they explained to me why they were doing it the way they were doing it, right? And so instead of being confident and going, no, I know, I went, okay, all right. Well, after you set that sill plate and you start building walls, if it's out of square down there, you're going to chase it all the way to the top, right? That means everything's going to have more cuts. You laying your plywood on your trusses, and everything from the bottom to the top is going to create more work. And sure enough, it did create more work. And it really, really put me back. And, you know, it was because of my lack of confidence. I should have stepped in and said, hey, no, we're putting this on the foundation where I poured it because that is the correct place to do it. You know, I lacked the confidence in myself and it really messed me up. And like I said, my uncle still to this day will not talk to me. So I lost family members over this, you know, and it's my only uncle. My dad's not around. He never has been around, right? Like I said before, my grandfather raised me and kind of took me under his wing. I was his first grandchild, and it was a very beautiful thing. I loved my grandfather more than life itself. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. And my dad is somewhere across the country. Haven't spoke to him but a couple minutes since I was 18. And actually, you know what? I spoke to him when I was about 14, when I called him on Father's Day. He acted like he didn't know me. Then I wanted to meet him, and I was 18, and I went all the way to Montana, and he lived about 30 minutes away from where I was going to visit my grandparents. And I was there for 10 days, and every day was an excuse why I couldn't get over today until I was gone, right? So haven't talked to him since then. So my uncle was really my only real family on my dad's side, right? And man, I loved him more than anything, and I really respected him, and I feel like I, you know, really screwed him over, and now he's completely done with me. So I screwed up because of my lack of confidence, and that's what I don't want you guys to do, right? Be confident in yourself. Be strong, because you have to be, right? You need to be, and we're smarter than we give ourselves credit for. At least I really lack on the credit side to myself and what I know is right and how I do things. Right? So please gain that confidence. And you know, when you're right, speak up and stand your ground. It doesn't matter. In the end, it doesn't matter whose feelings you hurt, because you stood your ground, right? And that's something that I've really worked on and really became good at, where I can step back and say, no, this is not how I'm doing this. This is my company. If you don't like it, there's the door. And guess what? They usually don't find the door. They do it the right way. They might bitch and moan a little bit about it, but they do it the right way. So, guys, I love you all, right? Keep on listening to the Dadpreneur podcast. This is my dream. This is my legacy. I want to grow with you guys. I want to help you grow, and I want to grow myself at the same time. You guys have a fabulous day, and hopefully you'll be back for the next episode. And as I go, I promise I'll improve on my storytelling abilities, really get a little deeper into being dad and being an entrepreneur and creating the dadpreneur lifestyle and the state of mind, right? Because that's a big deal as well. So you guys, once again, have a wonderful day. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman. Keep smiling. Stay positive. All right. Bye now.